I was a math and science guy, so that was my background. And really, God kind of providentially led me into this thing where that when I looked at the first time in American history that the Supreme Court said you have to have secular education. We will not allow voluntary prayer. We will not allow silent prayer. We will not allow voluntary Bible reading. You have to have secular education. At that point, for the first time in our history, academic achievement scores plummeted, and they plummeted several decades in a row, and they had been flat and stable for years. And what's striking is, all right, if you know anything about social scientists, you know that things like that don't prove anything unless you can show double causation. Now, we can say that, smoking tobacco causes cancer, but you have to prove on the other side that not smoking it clears it up. And so they've done that. Well, what we did in double correlation was say, okay, if taking God out of schools causes academics to fall, then what happens when you put God back in schools? And so when you look at the 12% of the nation's population that attends a God type of school, a Christian school or homeschool or whatever, their academic achievement scores are the same as what they were prior to the plummet in the secular education. So religious education is averaging 2 to 4 grade levels higher of academic scores. And how do you explain that? Well, there appears to be a God factor in this thing. And we were able to document actually 47 categories of government-kept statistics that plummeted at that point in time when we told God to take a hike. Apparently he did, and it hasn't worked out too well for us since then. But when God is reintroduced back into policy, for example, in Las Vegas, churches there work with the police department to teach morals in the city. The violent crime rate has gone down 75% in Las Vegas by the reintroduction of biblical teachings back in the city through the police department, the churches.